Books on Tape presents Cloud Atlas by David Mitchell. Read by Scott Brick, Cassandra Campbell, Kim My Guest, Kirby Hayborn, John Lee, and Richard Matthews. The Pacific Journal of Adam Ewing. Thursday, the 7th of November. Beyond the Indian hamlet, upon a forlorn strand, I happened on a trail of recent footprints. Through rotting kelp, sea coconuts, and bamboo, the tracks led me to their maker, a white man, his trousers and pea jacket rolled up, sporting a kempt beard and an outsized beaver, shoveling and sifting the cindery sand with a teaspoon so intently that he noticed me only after I had hailed him from 10 yards away. Thus it was I made the acquaintance of Dr. Henry Goose, surgeon to the London nobility. His nationality was no surprise. If there be any eyrie so desolate or isle so remote that one may there resort unchallenged by an Englishman, 'tis not down on any map I ever saw. Had the doctor misplaced anything on that dismal shore? Could I render assistance? Dr. Goose shook his head, nodded loose his kerchief, and displayed its contents with clear pride. Teeth, sir, are the enameled grails of the quest in hand. In days gone by, this Arcadian strand was a cannibal's banqueting hall, yes, where the strong engorged themselves on the weak. The teeth they spat out, as you or I would expel cherry stones. But these base molars, sir, shall be transmuted to gold, and how? An artisan of Piccadilly who fashions denture sets for the nobility pays handsomely for human gnashers. Do you know the price a quarter pound will earn, sir?